Taiwan special, kickoff of the week. I want to say, I really appreciate you. I'll tell you why. I don't know you. I don't hear from you, but I see the numbers and I watch and I see that you're listening, and you don't have to be super famous and super big in order to be important to some people. And for whatever reason, you've decided that what I have to say is important to you. And it means a lot. It means a lot. Well, this week, Taiwan special kicking off. And I have no idea plan for what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to wait. Now, of course, that doesn't mean I won't be able to talk. The whole idea of the podcast is that I gave myself a stop button. Or pause, if you prefer. But better yet, rewind, and best of all, infinite loop. You podcast, you can just make me talk forever. I don't have to work to do it. My favorite thing to do. What is it about? I my friends, they get together and they start complaining about how Jesse talks a lot. It's like there's this secret society. Okay, now when you see Jesse, you have to act like he talks a lot. I don't know where they get this impression. You know what? Actually, I'm mildly joking. You know, the reality convinces people. We don't believe what we believe because someone told us to. We believe what we believe because of the reality. You know, and what we're seeing happen in the country, I'm over here in Taiwan. China's always a pending threat. Some people are getting really scared over here. So I got people, is Trump going to, you sure Trump's going to win? Taiwanese are scared of Trump losing because it means China invades Taiwan. Because Democrats, since FDR, Democrats have never been thoughtful and strategic when it comes to war. Republicans go in and they push and they're proactive and they get it done. And they do it too much. Look at W invading Iraq. But Lyndon Johnson, do you see how he made Vietnam an absolute mess? They don't know how to, they don't think smart. Just said, all war is the same. You have a war with Vietnam, you have a war with Vietnam. It doesn't matter how you do it. That's how Democrats think about a lot of things. There's a way to do it. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. And you got to be smart and careful and study and do your homework in order to learn the right way. The problem with a lot of Republicans is that they know the right way. It's just that they're there for reasons of globalism or whatever. Like they want to get all their friends to, forget their people and forget your people. Well, let's try to get some global stuff going on at the expense of the local people. They got this grand vision. You know how many colleges have this grand building that they want to build? Well, see, in Taiwan, we've got a lot of, old kind of all right. It's kind of okay. Works sort of all right stuff. It allows us to move. We can keep going. Over in China, they've got these massive brand new ghost towns. They build a whole bunch of skyscrapers right next to each other and no one's in them. This is something that people do when they don't understand how stuff works. And the Taiwanese, they're looking at Trump, they're going, that guy knows how stuff works. And they're looking at the history with Democrats and China getting ultra big under Obama. Of course, under Bush, he got big because Bush knew how stuff worked, but he was going after globalism. Clinton, he took money from China. Oh, people know this. Clinton took a whole bunch of money from China. China got really big under Clinton. We could keep going back, but the Taiwanese are looking at election and they are scared. They're absolutely scared over here. But they're not scared because someone told them to be. They're scared because they look at results. A few weeks ago, there was a mayor. Now they call him a mayor. It's a mistranslation. It should be governor. Because the quote-unquote city is actually like a county as far as size. But there's so much mistranslation over in Taiwan. I'll tell you what, it irritates me. It irritates me how much we think we know. Taiwan's English is as much English as Taco Bell is Mexican. Now, there are a lot of Mexican concepts and creative ideas in marketing in Taco Bell. It's Mexican-ish food. I mean, it's not Italian. It's not Greek. But it's not real Mexican food at all. So is McDonald's American? Well, you know, there's a question. Is McDonald's really American? I don't know. I mean, I think of a hamburger, I think about it being at the grill or whatever, right? Okay. Well, anyhow, the would-be, it's called a mayor, should be governor of the Twin City. I'm in Twin Cities. Speaking of Minneapolis. And they recalled him. He was a populist. He said a whole bunch of things. They had incumbents. They had a controlling political party in the South. The other party is popular. And, they've been in opposition so long, they've been getting a little bit more popular. You know, the son of another politician was coming up, and he thought, like Jeb Bush, he thought he was entitled to win, and he didn't talk smart. It was like when Dick DeVos ran for governor of Michigan. He gets there, he didn't know what to say. He had a rich, easygoing life. Well, this establishment crazy guy came along and started talking like Ross Perot, saying a whole bunch of these loud, crazy things that get people excited but don't have any substance to them. So everyone was all excited because this guy was finally saying what needed to be said. He finally talked about real life. But in the end, he wasn't going to do anything, and I knew that. It's a little lesson for Taiwanese in politics. They actually got their first populist. Yeah, well, I think America Harding was a populist, I think. They found him to make him run, and he was great at talking, but he got into office and nothing happened. No. It wasn't the Harding Dam. It was a Hoover Dam, George. Right. Well, this populist guy in my neighboring city, it's like a county, like a province. We're talking like 6-7 million people in what they call a city. But he decided to run for president. And he lost, and then the people in his city were so irritated with him doing nothing. They recalled him. In the recall petition, you got to do your petition first to recall. They had enough signatures on the recall petition itself that if those turned directly into votes, it would be enough votes to de-elect him. Then they actually had the recall election. And it was 90% against him. It was crazy. And he said, I don't know. I don't know what was wrong. I didn't do anything. And everyone's going, exactly. You didn't do anything. So, well, they didn't believe that because they were told to. They believed it because that was the evidence on the table. That was life. They looked at what was going on, and no one had to convince them. And I tell you what, I run into so many people, so many people have relationship problems, that people that have problems, they don't make enough money, or they have relationship issues. When people don't have things going well for them, you look, a lot of the time, they don't know how to see the reading on the wall. They don't know how to look at results. And they will assume that you're the same way. And so they'll tell you what to think. If someone comes in and says, well, this politician's doing well, let's say, oh, stop telling people to like him. Wait, hold on. Observing that someone is doing well and wanting other people to like that person are completely unrelated events. They're all unrelated ideas. No, I think you get what I'm talking about. You know, take away from this. It's true in Taiwan and America. We're all the same. There's so much in America we think came from America. A lot of things we have in America are just human. We're just finally free to do it. And the earthy, happy, you know, not quite so polished, who cares? They know what's good and what's friendly and what's funny and what works. Earthy, organic, common sense people are all over the world. The only reason we've thought of it as American culture is because in America we were actually free to pursue it. You know, because we were getting out of the bondage of feudalism in ancient Europe. Slavery in America, that came from European slavery and feudalism. I've talked enough. See you tomorrow.